Thank you. See, I want you to live a life like mine. So throw away all your money into a grave.
Hello there, kids. You are tuned to CGM 99.1 FM and listening to Revolution Rock. Once again, this is Adam and Dave, and I have some sad news to report. We're just about done on this edition of the show, so we want to say a huge and very sincere thank you to everyone who's tuned in. Hopefully you've enjoyed yourself. We're going to call back what we heard in that longer block, but we do want to remind you to tune in next week. We will be back for another brand new episode where we're going to be highlighting some more rock anniversaries, playing some brand new music, and also just exploring some more obscure hidden garage rock. But you'll find that out next week. As for what we just heard, we ended off with some material from The Wesleys.
Yeah, Montreal's The Wesleys. This album came out a couple weeks back, and it's self-titled. We heard a track called Great Big Smile, and it's garagey, it's jazzy, it's good. And that was one of several tracks we've played from this album. And before that, we heard music from Toronto that has a Windsor connection. This is a new recording band slash project done by Jesse Fellows, originally from Windsor. It's called Eyeball, and put out a digital single. I believe it was recorded on a cassette four-track. And you heard the hiss there. We heard the song Kick You, which is the name of the single. There's two songs available on the Bandcamp right now for a dollar.
So check that out. For a dollar, you get two songs. That's pretty good. Before that, we got a little bit filthy with Dirty Cheetah. We heard something from their Polite as F EP with the song Can't Sit Still. And then we continued being a little bit dirty before that with the Dirt Bombs.
Yeah, music from Detroit's The Dirt Bombs featuring Mick Collins on lead vocals, and their dual drums and dual bass attack. And that is definitely my favorite. We heard a track from what I think is my favorite Dirt Bombs record. Ultra Glide in Black came out in 2001. It was a really great album because it was just a bunch of reimagined soul and funk covers, and then there, I believe there's one original on it too.
Yeah, it's just a really great encapsulation about everything that made the group great, and I do love that rendition of If You Can't Wait, fantastic stuff from the group. Before that, we heard from Danny and the Darlenes. We heard something from their self-titled record with the track Don't Ask the Question. And we heard something a little bit spicy before that with the Bell Peppers.
Yes, all the way from Manchester from their 2012 release, Saved by the Bell Peppers. We heard Drapes and Squares. I should mention Danny and the Darlenes was a band featuring Danny Croa, who, along with Mick Collins, well, they weren't in that band, but they were previously in the Gorries together. These are some of the separate things they did in that set there. And then before the Bell Peppers, we heard from the one and only Bo Diddley.
Yeah, whose musical legacy has definitely influenced, I think, most, if not all, of the aforementioned artists. We heard something from Bo Diddley Rides Again called Mumblin' Guitar, a really underrated album in his discography. And I know for someone with his pedigree and his output, it can be kind of hard to really compartmentalize his better albums because there's just so much. But I think this is one of those underrated gems in his entire oeuvre.
Yes, part of that we heard Brand New Music, the B-side of the single from The Gruesomes, the new single.
Not a chance.
We heard the B-side. Which
not
is
a chance. You're going to remember the title of that.
Which is called Girl in Time. And then prior to that, we heard new music from Cosmic Club, a solo outing from Chance Hutchinson of Pryors and Private Lives. We heard this title track from the EP, Don't Dream at Night. We're going to continue and end off the show next before Mark Casbon takes over with the Cowboys and Indies radio program with a track from Ramones. For Record Store Day this year, they released their entire first album demos, the 1975 Sire album demo, so we're going to hear a track from that, the demo version of Chainsaw, and then if time, we're going to squeeze in a track from the Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
From their self-titled, oh sorry, not their self-titled, I should take that back, from their debut LP, Fever to Tell, from 2003. So that's how we're going to end off this edition of Revolution Rock. And Dave, if people want to check us out online, where should they go?
revrock.blogspot.com, which will be updated one day, yes.
Oh, yeah. 20 years spent above this place. I could smell the iron from the room. And the train was running through the window, carrying a pillow so I could lay my head down onto you. Dirty drawers and an awful stench. A stomach made of sticking glue. Fortress built between the four rooms, huddled in a dorm room. You took it out of me, and your teeth hurt more than the day before. It's time to get another job. 4 feet till the dawning takes the breath.